Today is all about you giving life your best shot.
Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now.
Hello everybody, welcome to episode 3 of the Race Driver Coach Show, season 4. Now this is more like the normal format that you remember me by. So we've done an interview last time, we did live streaming before. I'm going to mix it up this season. But because we're locked in and I've been working like crazy on the esports side of things, you've probably seen I'm organising a championship. It's called the April Isolation Dallara F3 Championship. And we've got like over 60 drivers, most of them pro drivers or real race drivers, all coming together every Tuesday and Thursday. And it's taken a lot to organize a championship. I had no idea that it would take so much. I've got to do headshots for each single one. I've got to do bios for each one. I've got to talk to them, promote it. It's taken up all my time. And actually, I'm embarrassed to say that it got in the way of the Race Driver Coach Show. And now it's Sunday and I'm getting it in. I thought I can't miss a week. I've got to get it in. I'm going to publish this as soon as I've recorded it. But I want to talk to you today about what I normally talk about, and it's the pains of what you race drivers go through. And because we're at home, because we are in isolation, on lockdown in most countries, there's a lot of pain right now. Drivers don't know what to do. They're at home. Some don't have a simulator. If they don't have a simulator, how are they going to improve? Or what? How are they going to pass their time? Play the PlayStation for a bit? You can only do that so long before you go crazy and you're climbing the walls. I've got drivers that I've got are at home now. There's one in Denmark. You know who you are. And you haven't got a sim and you don't know what to do. Apart from work out. Which is a good thing. But I want to tell everybody out there that this is your chance. Everything now, just pretend. Everything right now is on pause. What if I said to you last year, if I could pause the world, and you could do whatever you want in that time, as long as you stay at home. You can do everything you want at that time in order to get ahead of the game. What would you do? And you'd probably give me 3 or 4 things that you would do to help you as a driver that would allow you to close the gap on all the drivers that have got the cash, close the gap on the drivers that are fitter than you, close the gap on the drivers that are faster than you. Come up with some things. I'm asking you now it's happening, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to close the gap on them competitors, on them drivers that have got what you want? If it's improving your skills, do it. If you need to be better at racing, if you need to be mentally better in qualifying, then you better spend some money and get that sim. Even if it's a little sim, it's just a wheel and pedal like a Logitech or whatever, you get on iRacing and you start to perfect your mental game. If you believe that you need to be better at sales, you do a sales course online. If you believe you've got a better business course skill, business skills, you do a business course. Anything you can do right now to close that gap, you do it. This is an opportune moment for you. We're only going to have a very small part of the season left by the time we get going, if we get going in 2020. Who knows? They might say we need 0 cases before we allow racing back. If that's the case, and you got all this time to improve yourself, to make contacts with companies that could sponsor you in 2021. In fact, I wouldn't care if somebody said to me, you know what, Enz, I'm going to write off 2020, pretend I'm just not racing. I'm going to gather the sponsors I have got. We're going to build something beautiful, amazing, that's going to create massive value for them in 2021. Then that's brilliant. Better get busy. Start to schedule your days. Just like a timetable. If you're young and you're used to being at school and told that you've got math at 9 o'clock, then at 10 o'clock you've got science, then at 11 o'clock you've got English classes, then do the same for home. 8 till 10, I'm working out. Done. Don't have to do any more that for the rest of the day. In fact, 2 hours is overkill. But if you want to do 2 hours, you can. Then 10 till 12, I'm going to do business studies. Find out about marketing, social media marketing, whatever angle you want to create for drivers or for companies, should I say, you start to study that. Have lunch. 1 till 3, I'm going to be on the sim. You can direct your attention in a specific way that's going to allow you to grow. So everybody out there who's wondering what to do, there's thousands of things you can do to improve yourself. Even set up a company, an e-company. I've had to change. I'm usually out at circuits and I'm coaching drivers how to perform better and a little bit to e-coaching, right? And working with you guys, obviously. But now it's all gone e-coaching. 100%. So I've got drivers contacting me now and we do sessions where I just Skype with them, talk to them on the video like this, and we talk about their problems and we overcome the problems, getting ready for when they go back to work, back to racing. Also, we do this esports championship where they can enter and then we can do a debrief after the race to see how they mentally coped with the race, how they were when somebody was behind them under pressure, how they were in qualifying. So I'm using it and I want you to use it. First off, if you're starting to use or get worried about the excuse of being in isolation, it's not allowing me to be a better driver or to do anything, you've got to become more resourceful. You've got to use this time. Maybe start to invest in shares. Like I say, because a lot of companies are going down right now. If you invest in them right now and you know there's a good chance they're going to survive the other side of it and prosper in the end, start to do shares. Opportune moment. When the whole world is receding, the whole world is taking back and being on defense, you go on offense and you attack. Whether that's improving yourself, filling a gap that is there now that wasn't before, or you're actually taking this opportunity and talking to companies to say, you know what, when we get back, I've got a marketing plan that's going to help you get your product out to all these people. You should be busy right now as a race driver. You've got lots to do. Bringing us on to today's topic from Gregory. He said to me, or he asked on YouTube, and you know who you are, mate. He said, and he's been following us forever, so thank you, Gregory. He said, when people have self-doubt about you and their thoughts, and they criticize you for chasing this racing dream, how do you combat that? Because the opinion of others is allowing me to self-doubt myself, to think about, oh yeah, what if they're right? Or maybe it's not worth it. Now, let me just tell you something now. If you want to do anything out of the ordinary, if you want to take a different path to the masses, the sheep that are out there, guess what the sheep are going to do? Guess what the masses are going to do? They're going to judge you. For two reasons in my head. There's probably more, but two come to mind now. One, some might be jealous. You've got friends that see you race and they're thinking, oh, I wish I could do that, but I ain't got the guts. So I think of excuses I can't. So they're jealous of you doing it. That's fair enough. It's just a natural human instinct. You felt it before when someone's got something you want. When that person's going out with that girl or boy that you want, you feel jealous, right? It's normal. They might be jealous or they might care about you if it's family. They don't want you to put all that effort into something that's so hard to achieve. It's like a Hollywood storyline and really impossible to achieve. They just tell you to not do that. Either jealous or they care. Two opposite ends of the spectrum, pretty much, isn't it? But either way, it doesn't matter what their motivation is about the comments they've got. The way they can just walk through, take a quick look at your life, take a snap judgment and carry on and don't think about it, but you hold on to that. That's irrelevant. It's up to you how you handle what people think about your life. This is a big thing. And I can empathize. Me being this kid who works for his dad's pizza shop as I was growing up to like my mid-20s, and wanting to be a race driver, and him thinking, well, that's just a sport for the ultra rich. What are you doing going to that? You can't do that. We just own a pizza shop. And it's true. But if I'd listened to that, instead of having them words drive me, if I'd listened to that, I wouldn't be where I am now. I wouldn't be talking to you, offering you all the advice I can. I wouldn't be working with some of the top drivers in the world, junior drivers at the minute, if I didn't follow that path. I wouldn't be in coaching. So I'm so grateful. And I think you might have saw the post. If not, go to my Instagram, Enzo Mucci. Go to my Instagram. I think it's Enzo Mucci _ and have a look at a post I put up not long ago. And it was me as 21 years ago. And there I was on a typewriter. Put it up on the screen now. On the typewriter, writing out proposals, and you can see the sticky labels. I had to put that's exactly what I'm doing, putting the addresses on every single sticky label. Then I was on the computer designing race cars, what it would look like in their in their branding. And you can see the kind of gym I was working in, which is in the garage, really. My dad's garage, just a bench. And that's all I had. I didn't care. I wanted to go for it. And every time somebody said, you know what, Enz, it's a one in a million shot you're going to become a race driver. You know what, Enz, I don't think you should do this. You just get a job. You know, you're a pretty good mechanic. Just go that way. No, they drove me to move forward. And I want you to do the same. If you really believe that you, like me, if you're on the same thing, the same perspective as I've got of the world, of we're only here for this long, in an infinite scale of time, you're here for this long. You can't even see it, actually. It's like the pin of a head of a pin. How are you going to spend that time in this consciousness? Once we pass away, we don't know what happens. We go to a different consciousness. Maybe we're in the ground, we feed the ground, and then you know, we become a tree. Who knows? Or we go to heaven. Or your beliefs on what happens to us after we pass away are your beliefs, but we don't know right now. All we know is we've got this time and we don't know how long we've got, so we better make the most of it. And if you've got those rules in order for you to be happy in life, how can you let other people's thoughts hold you back? How can you let other people's thoughts pin you down and start to self-doubt when you know as a human being what you are capable of is basically limitless? We see other human beings achieving stuff that is out of this world. And society teaches us to think that that's just for them. It's not. It's for all of us. If you've got an idea, if you've got a burning desire to achieve something in life, please just go for it. There's too many 70 is too young now. There's too many 80, 90, 100 and 110 year olds that are sitting down right now. And they're regretting they didn't push harder. They're regretting that they didn't go for their dream and they listened to everybody else and they fitted into the box that everybody else wants them to fit into. If you're listening to this video, if you're watching this video, you're not like that. You want more. Race driving is just your vehicle for now. It's going to be something else after. The fact that you're watching this means that you are the kind of person that wants more out of life than just the mundane. Go to school, get qualifications, get a job, retire and die. Have a family, retire and die. If you don't want that, or if you want that, but you want more spice to your life, you want to live this opportune moment you've got, that you won, by the way, you swam against all those millions of other sperms, you won this chance to be here, and you've heard me say that 1,000 times, right? But it's true, you won. This is celebration time. How are you going to spend it? So Gregory and all the people out there, if you ever hear anybody starting to judge you, are they correct? Is there something that they say that's true, actually? Maybe I need to improve my skills. Maybe I need to change my approach to get a different result. Fair enough. But do not let them start to force you to look in the mirror and think less of yourself. You're a winner. You want to be here and you can do whatever you want while you're here. They will judge. Other people will judge because they are following the mentality of society. Wear a uniform at school. Don't stand out. If you speak out, you'll get punished. They're living in them rules. You've got to speak out through your actions. You do that and at least you'll get to the end of your life, you'll look back and you'll say to yourself, I gave it my all. I'm pretty happy. I might not be where I thought I'd be. I might have screwed up, but at least I gave it my shot. Now I can rest and be happy with what I've done. Because once you're there, it's too late to do anything about it. What you do now is sorting out your future self. Do it. No excuses. Let me know how you get on. See you next time. Stop me now.